you're doing that, you're throwing into full coverage. Two on each side for the wide receivers, all four, shotgun. Ball thrown. It's tipped way up in the air, but it's going to go way out of bounds. Nice job by the Blue Jays to kind of read what looked to be kind of a bubble screen, or at least a hitch route a couple yards down the field. Second and 10. All right, 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and that clock begins to tick, tick, tick away. Scores 44-6. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are down a lot and looking to try to, hey, every comeback starts with scoring, so let's see if they can do it. Three wide receivers, two on one side, one on the right. It is a handoff to Mason, who kind of drags one defender with him for about a yard. And with that, the Eagles have moved to 3rd and 9 now.
We're going to third down to the Eagles.
Okay. 44-6 with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in this second quarter. Blue Jays absolutely dominating. And now on 3rd and 9, the Eagles run one of my favorite packages they have. Three wide receivers on the right side, one on the left. They've done a lot of versatile things here. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a screen. No, they're going to bring Mosin, Norsen, hand him off to the left side, fake the reverse, and Norsen, powerful runner, somehow turned a 2 to 3 yard loss into a yard gain. Still 4th and 8. I mean, you're kind of at the point where, you know what, I mean, it's the second quarter, but, you know, this game's kind of a loss, so you can start running. The best practice you can do is in a game, so maybe you start doing some fourth down plays that you have specially cooked up here. See what you can make out of it. Looks like they're electing to go for it. All right, two on each side for wide receivers, shotgun. Here comes the blitz. So he's got time, throws it to Mason, who was thrown to the wrong shoulder. Mason wanted it on the inside shoulder, which he was open for it. It was thrown to the outside shoulder, and it's going to fall incomplete. Turnover on downs. And I think I said that wrong. I think a change of possession is in. I think it's scoring, timeout, and injury. I think I said that wrong. Change of possession does not stop the clock. All right. It rolls. All righty. Eagles on defense now. Blue Jays taking the good field position. Ball hiked, handoff to the running back, pitches it left, and he's tripped up in the backfield. Nice job by number one of the Screaming Eagles, Marcus Purdy, for a tackle for loss. Penalty thrown, and they're going to say a legal block in the back. Clock continues to run. Well, the one ref, yeah, legal block in the back on the offense. They're going to push that back about 10 yards. Is it 10 yards from the spot of the foul? I think it is. So it might end up being 1st and 22. With how efficient the Blue Jays offense has been, you're not so upset. You're just more excited at the opportunity to convert on a 1st and 22. All right. Under center, ball hiked, fake pitch, looks for his receiver, throws it up, beautiful ball, delivered right into the breadbasket, and it's almost like I predicted it, as a 1st and 22 just was a great opportunity to say, look what we can do. Nice throw downfield, completed pass to number 8. That is Caleb Carcraft. Caleb, let's go with Caleb. As it is 50-6. The Eagles, man, they are getting torched on this pass game. I was actually curious to what the Blue Jays were going to open up with there on that first play. And they said, why not score? All right, 2-point conversion. Here we go. Ball is hiked, hand off right. He's going to meet a lot of Eagle players. They're going to tackle him. No good on the two-point conversion. Eagles able to keep the score down just a little bit less, as the score is now 50-6. Blue Jays over the Eagles here in Athens with 1 minute and 34 seconds left in the second quarter. Halftime show will be coming in soon, in which we'll go over the key highlights of the first half. And then we'll also explore what both teams will be looking to do in the second half here on 103.1 Trail Mix. All right. The Eagles, man, they are just left wondering. I'm sitting here, and usually I got stuff to talk about. I'm just kind of, there's a lot to do, right? The Blue Jays are just kind of winning in all phases of the game. So, I mean, it's just kind of like one of those things of, like, what adjustments do you make at half to kind of bring your team alive? Blue Jays, they're going to be more asking which subs get to play in the second half. I mean, they'll probably do that in the fourth quarter, but, well, you know, we'll see. All right. Kickoff team is set for the Blue Jays, getting ready to kick off to Will on the Screaming Eagles here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Here's the kick. Big end over end. And it's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line. Kraus gets around his one guy, cuts it left, and is able to bring it forward to about the 27-yard line. And now it is first and 10 for our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. See if they can put something successful together. Seems like they're really trying to push the ball down the field, and it just feels like they haven't really created an opportunity for our quarterback to get into a rhythm. So, I mean, I'm looking at the corners. The corners for the Blue Jays are actually playing pretty respectful of the wideouts. I don't understand. Like, I'd say get a bubble screen going to Will, who can just rip it down the sideline. Pull Mason in motion here. See if he does. Does not. Straight up pike shotgun. He has to get around the pass rush. He does. Throws it across his shoulder and or across his body, and he's not able to generate the power to get the ball to an open Will. And it falls incomplete. 33 seconds left in the half. They're going to do one more play here, it looks like. It'll go to halftime, and then the Eagles will receive the ball in the second half. See, if the Blue Jays are blitzing, you have opens. You just got to find where he's at. Norson in motion. Ball hiked, handoff Norson, and that is going to run into a lot of blue. He's tackled. 3, 2, 1, and 0. And with that, our first half has come to conclusion here on 103.1 Trail Mix. If you're just joining us, oof, it's been a game. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are trail by 44 as the score is 50-6. It's all Blue Jays here in Athens. When we come back, we'll have our halftime show. Until then, don't go anywhere. We'll return here on 103.1 Trail Mix.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture. as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home to Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We got football here down in Athens today as the Eagles are traveling about an hour and a half way. The score is not looking good, not going to lie. It is 50-6 as the Blue Jays are doing a great job of defending their home field. And the Eagles are just left wondering, what do we even do? And I'll tell you, as someone watching the game, I have that same question. What do we even do? With the score we got was on a 4th and 8, and Mason does a great job of cutting back and taking it to the house halfway down the field. But literally, outside of that one play, the Eagles really don't have any production at all. And the Blue Jays are kind of scoring however they want to, with running, with passing, deep balls. I mean, sweeps up the gut. They had a punt return. They almost had a second punt return. So, I mean, you're sitting here and you're just like, well, there's really, it is tough. It's tough. So before we do that, we'll do a little recap for those coming in. The Blue Jays were able to run the score up quickly as they scored and then got a punt return to go up 14. Then the Eagles were able to score and go 14-6. And you're thinking, you know what? Kind of the punt return, that hurts. But the Eagles got an onside kick recovery, so you're like, hey, you know, we're getting a turnover, and the game was pretty even from then on out. It was not from there on out, as not only did the Blue Jays score, they scored again, they scored again. They got a pick six, and then they scored again. And all the while, the Eagles have been making mistakes with penalties, tackles for losses, sacks, and there's just a lot of things that need to be fixed, but the problem is it's tough to fix these things on the road, and I'm sure you can hear it over my mic. The home crowd here, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's awesome. They are into it. They got bells out. It's a full crowd. They got the marching band out there. I can't speak more positive volumes about this team and this city so far. This is my first time in Athens calling this game anyway. It's been a lot of fun, and they've been doing great. And the Athens personnel and staff up here, they've been great to me too, so shout out to them. The only thing that's not been great, as someone that traveled from Park Falls to cast his hometown Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, is that score. It's 50-6 right now. Blue Jays favored. Well, what do we do in the second half? Well, the Blue Jays, what do they do? Man, what don't they do? They everything they touch turns to gold so far. So it's like it's not even if you did a like run out the clock offense, man, they're scoring on like every play. So it's like even if they run up the gut, they run a sweep. Honestly, at a certain point, the Blue Jays, right, there's zero reason to feel bad. This is a game of football. It's war on the field, right? Blue Jays, yes, keep scoring, right? Who's stopping you, right? There's no hard feelings here. That's just how the game's played. But the Blue Jays actually have a wonderful opportunity that in that mentality, you can start to get some reps in your second string and potentially even third string. Get your freshman, sophomore some reps, get some good feel out there.
Right,
the Eagles got good size. They got good speed, right? It's not that the Eagles are a bad team. It just seems like right now on top of the Blue Jays just being a really good team, the Eagles have been making some uncharacteristic mistakes. They've been swarming the ball well, but then they won't tackle. Or they'll get to the tackle, but they just won't complete it. Like they're like halfway into tackling their quarterback, you know, Cam Znarki, and then he somehow swims out and then gets the touchdown. Like it's like there, or it's like, yes, you got blitzed and you gave up pressure on a pass, but then you'll have a clean pocket, and then the quarterback's rushing the play, doesn't have to rush. So there's just these things, these execution mistakes that are just all compounding on top of each other, where that every and the Blue Jays are just doing an absolutely incredible job of just what's the word I'm looking for, taking advantage of everything the Eagles are giving them. And man, can't say enough good things about the Blue Jays, and I'm kind of fishing on what do I even say about the Eagles here. I think right now we're going to see the Eagles' quality in the second half. They've made good halftime adjustments this year. They really have, generally. And so I think that they're going to light a fire under those kids' butts, get them rolling, get them playing. Because you don't want to leave this place down 50-6 or worse. You know, you're looking at this game, running clock, mercy rules are in. There's really not much. I know there's all half to play, but there's really not much of this game left to play because of the running clock. And so it's really the Eagles like, okay, we played a bad first half. Like, that's about the simplest way to do it. But let's look, are we going to play a bad second half? And you got to want to believe that answer is going to be no. Like, if that's got to be the coach's rhetoric to the players, to be like, that bad first half, it happened, and it's done. And the good second half starts now. And so we'll see. We'll see if they can do that. We'll see if they can catalyze those players to bring it in and do it. But until then, man, been a lot to do here.
One more T-shirt.
All right. Oof. They're giving away T-shirts in this crowd? They're going crazy. All right. It's been a fun season so far for the Screaming Eagles. A couple big blowout wins, a few big blowout losses. I'm looking at the schedule going forward here, as there is only two games left in this season. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at Athens is at Phillips next week on 98Q. Jeff's got a good game to call there. If the Blue Jays can stay healthy, which I've been hearing from the guy next to me, he's saying that they've had some injury problems. But if they can get healthy, that should be a really good game. Hurley will be in Park Falls next Friday, October 3rd, on 103.1 FM Trail Mix as well. And then the last game of the year for the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles will be at South Shore. Phillips will be at Hurley, same time, 7 p.m. on Friday, and that'll be October 10th. All right. Things I want to see in the second half of the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles. Dumb it down, the whole playbook. I honestly, reverses, fakes, sweeps, it's like at the end of the day, you're like, if you need to execute the most simple football plays. You hike the ball, you hand it off into the A gap, you hand it off into the B gap, you hand it off into the C gap. If you're wondering what the A, B, or C gap is, you have your center, right? Then you have your right guard, left guard, and then you have your right tackle, left tackle. Well, at this level of play, because it's a three-man offensive line, it's tight ends, right? And you just got the space in between each of those blockers is titled A, B, and C. A being in between the center and the guard, B being in between the guard and the tight end at this play, or what would be the tackle in an 11-man, and the C gap being on the outside to the right of the B tackle slash tight end. So it's like, I just think they got to start running the ball effectively that way. And then the pass game, the slants are going way too deep. I'm not kidding. I think we need to see some drag routes. The difference between a slant and a drag route, okay? They're both wonderful passes that are meant to be high efficiency, high completion, and low yardage. But they move the ball forward, and they serve multiple purposes. Purpose number one, they're a safety outlet for your quarterback to prevent them from getting sacked or hit. When you hike the ball, you usually have a drag route or a slant route as a second route or a third route in a progression tree, so that when you look to your big options, your go routes, your corners, your posts, your dig routes, whatever that is, if you notice that I'm getting pressure too fast, that guy's not open, you know where a drag route is. A drag route is only 1 to 3 yards deep, and they run across the field in front of the quarterback, and they are dragging with them behind them the defense. And so then what you do is you don't whip the ball to him, you float it to him. And then he catches it on the run, gets a yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, and then obviously if he makes a play, he can rip it up further in the field. But that play, high efficiency, high accuracy, generally, and positive momentum. Another play in your belt.
4, 9,
simple 5-yard in routes, 5-yard out routes. Now, the out route's tougher pass. I actually don't know if you should be passing that one. But I don't think the route tree should be going that far down the field. And from what I've seen is on these 3-4-man receivers, I'm watching 3, sometimes 4 receivers going pretty darn far down the route tree. Down the field on extended pass plays. It's like we need one guy that's just going to – ball's going to be a hike. He's going to turn immediately. The receiver's not going to look at all. Turn, and potentially either with a pump fake, try to receive a bubble screen. Now, whether the quarterback throws it or not, not the point. The point is you can pull defense forward, and then those drag routes and those slants become more open. And, I mean, honestly, the bubble screens, I love our screen game for the Eagles. They do a great job with that. When they do that, 3 receivers on the one side or 2 on each side, and then they pull, like, Norson on motion. Norson's a strong kid. And he can absolutely not just take the motion as a snap, but he can absolutely run as a lead blocker coming on full speed. I'm not kidding. When you have Norson, because he's so low to the ground and he's got such strong thighs, he can absolutely obliterate a cornerback trying to come in on the tackle for a bubble screen. Anyway, the point is, that was a long belabored point to say that I love their spread offense, right? But the spread offense doesn't always mean we pass it deep now all the time. Rather, the spread offense is a choice on where you set your personnel. You can still absolutely play high efficiency, low yardage football with a spread offense. And you just force the defense to keep guessing. Is he throwing right? Is he throwing left? Is he short routes? If I bite too hard, is it going to go over my head? Are we blitzing, right? There's just a lot of things that the defense is going to have to account for, and the more passes you complete, the more your quarterback gets in rhythm, the more confidence they gain, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, all of that to say, none of that's been happening. And I think that's probably the place where they need to look at is just absolutely tone down the playbook. We're running up the gut, A gap, B gap, no fakes, under center even. I don't even know if I would do a draw. I wouldn't even do play action, right? It would just be hike. Let your running back, whether it's Mason, Norson, Dominic Seabury, whoever that is, let them get a little bit of steam, and then follow your big offensive lineman up the field on those run plays. I just think that's kind of – I think that's the direction. That's the direction I would go. Obviously, I'm not the coach. I'm not on the field. I don't know the players like they do. And we'll see where they go from there. Blue Jays will see how many reps they give to their sophomores and the freshmen. Their first team has done a really good job. And if you're just joining us, there's still 3 minutes left in the halftime show. Blue Jays lead 50-6 over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. Eagles have broken their huddle. And now they got their bench on the bench, and they got right now the coach is speaking
again
with his team. Right now it's first team guys. Let's see here. There we go. Well, we'll see what they can do here. In a few minutes, we'll have our third quarter. So a reminder for those joining us, we are in Mercy Rule scenario as the Screaming Eagles are down by more than 35 points. So that means that clock will roll continuously with the exception of scoring plays, injuries, and timeouts. So outside of that, that clock will run. Man. Tough game to catch. I'm trying to think of things to talk about. I apologize. It was kind of nice to rant about offensive schemes. I really get passionate about that stuff. But, you know, not to break the fourth wall too much. I'm a big Vikings fan. I know you probably don't want to hear that here on a Wisconsin radio, but I really love passing games as I've watched my whole life. Players like Randy Moss, Justin Jefferson. It's been a total blast having just all-star receivers and really get to see how they play the game. And so I, at this level, when you have dominant athletes, you can basically run the ball every down and win a game. So having the team that I cheer for have a really pass-centric, it's just exciting. It's really fun to call. I know it's unfortunate the game's 50-6 right now, but I do truly enjoy the intricacies of route trees, emotions, and everything that is at the quarterback's disposal for that. So, minute left here in halftime. See what the Eagles have as they will be receiving the ball at first, or receiving the ball at the start of the second half. Blue Jays excited to get back on defense, see if they can't get their offense the ball back. And the Eagles are going to have to do a heck of a job to make this competitive. Not necessarily the score competitive, but the second half. It's one of the beauties of football is it doesn't really matter how bad you played. It's how good you're going to play on the next one. And so if they can put together a second half, they can hit the bus ride home and say, hey, we lost the game, but we were able to recover. We stayed strong mentally, and we're able to put forth something good on film that we can look at on Monday. I think that's a big priority because you don't want to have a full game of things that just didn't go well. And I think, and I believe that they can do it. I'm behind this team, and we'll see what the Eagles put together in the second half. And zero, there we go. Third quarter is ready to start. Refs have blown the whistle, and here we go. This is kickoff. The third quarter, squib kick that's just bouncing, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be a penalty. I believe that brings the ball all the way up to like the 35 or 40. I can never remember at this level of play. But I'll inform you as soon as I see it with my own eyes. You're just joining us here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Screaming Eagles, we are in Athens playing against the Blue Jays, who are doing incredible, by the way, as they lead 50-6 over our hometown Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Incredible home crowd today. A lot of energy, a lot of fun. The marching band did really good. That was a lot of fun to watch. And, it's homecoming? Oh, man, no wonder they're juiced. There we go. All right, wide receiver right, two left, one in the backfield. Shotgun, here comes motion. Dylan Heath across. It's going to be fake handoff pitch to the left. He's going to cut it up the field. Bulldozes one guy over, but not the other four that swarmed him for a short gain. And now it's going to be second down and eight.
Gain of about 2 yards on the play for the Eagles.
All right. Eagles able to get some positive yards. I'll take positive yards on every play today. Here we go. They're in the huddle waiting to break. There we go. see how they line up. Looks like it's going to be a one wide receiver on the right side here. Shotgun, Norson right behind him in the backfield. Motion right. Quarterback keeps, cuts it back left. Yep, and that's going to be a sack. Could not find space as he tried to find some blockers in a blocking lane. Couldn't. Then we have an injury on the field for the Blue Jays. It's Evan. Ooh, hopefully he's okay. We don't want to see any injuries, but he's such a stalwart for his team. And he right now he's being helped as they are. Coaching staff is with him. Eagles took a loss on that play as Mason was a direct, obviously it was the quarterback, it was directly snapped to him, but it was a designed run play that once Norson was in motion, he was going to follow Norson as a blocker. And looks like Evan's coming off the field by his own power, so if he's doing okay, he's got to take one play off minimum before he can get back out there. Okay. Refs have whistled, and clock is moving. Four wide receivers, three on the left side, one on the right. I've been praying for a bubble screen to Dylan or potentially Mason. We'll see what they do on the three on the left side. Ball hiked. It's a bubble screen, and it's dropped. Sometimes you get what you want, and it doesn't matter. Man, that's a stinker. Mason Purdy had his hand on the ball. And it was overthrown, but you still got to catch it. It hit both your hands. It wasn't going to go for a touchdown or nothing, but that was probably going to be about 3 to 4 or 5 yard gain, depending on how he juked, which would have been great positive yardage. Now you're 4th and 11. Man, I'd run another screen, but I'd run it on the other side of the field. You have more hashes to work with there. But we're going to do two wide receivers on each side. Ball hiked. Looks left. Throws it immediately. It's going to be caught by Norson. And that, 2 feet down. Only need one. First down. Great pass. Great catch. The Swamping and Screaming Eagles convert on their first drive to start in the second half. There we go. Nice little pass play there. Getting a rhythm. They're now at their own 48-yard line. See what they can continue to do. I want nothing pretty. Hike this ball and hand it to Mason, who's right behind him. One wide receiver left. Mason, Pokey right there. Hand off to him. He's going right up the gut. Jukes the guy. Ooh, nice tackle. Preventing it from going very much further. It's still about a 5-yard gain, 2nd and 5. And now the Eagles have moved into Blue Jay territory at the 47-yard line. What is this I smell? Multiple positive plays in a row? Pinch me. I'm loving halftime adjustments so far. All right, Will Krause, the receiver on the right side. Norson in the backfield with the quarterback. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off Norson up the gut. And he's just going to keep pushing into the second level. It's going to be just short of a first down. Maybe a yard. Yeah, 3rd and 1. There we go. This is exactly what we talked about in the halftime show. Stop. You can't do the fakes. You just got to prove to yourself. You got to prove to everyone here that you can just run the ball normal. And that is a great first step here. I would do the exact same thing. Hand off to Mason up the gut and win this one yardage battle. Blue Jays all up on the line. They're bringing extra pressure. They're bringing 5. Here it is. Oh, they brought 4. Mason handoff, draw, first down. I'm loving the play calling. This is exactly what we wanted to see. Eagles moving the ball nice and easy as they've now converted their second first down and moved to the 39-yard line of the Blue Jays. 8 minutes remain in this third quarter. The score is 50-6. Blue Jays' score is out of reach, but what you want to see in this quarter next is good football. If they can put that together, the Eagles can leave with their head held high. Ball hiked. And off as a fake to Dylan Eath on a roundabout. Stiff arms one, but cannot beat the other tackler. And it's two-yard gain. Still positive yardage. That's what we like to see.
Brought down by number 6, Chris Velasquez.
Forgive me, I needed a drink of water there. All righty. Will heading off to the sideline. I didn't see who came in either way. was one of the receivers he's usually in on their big passing packages, so that'll lead me to believe. Yep, they are five linemen right now, one receiver, and Mason in the backfield with Antonio. In shotgun, ball hike. Antonio keeps, cuts up the field, gets a big block, and he's able to push forward for about three more yards. So it's going to be third and five. Antonio wanted to carry that quarterback draw to the right, but he saw his left guard get a big block on the left, and so he cut it back left, and I think that was a great decision. He got about 3 to 4 yards on that. So third and four is what the official marking is. That's a 33-yard line. All right. Shotgun. Ball hike. Hand off to Norson. Runs into his own guy. Spin move. And he's going to be a tackle for a loss. That play, I like the play. It just, it felt like the timing was off. Just from the way, I don't really know how to define it. Even though I was watching the play, maybe it was because he ran into the hip of his own offensive lineman that kind of threw off the timing. But either way, Blue Jays were there to swarm it. And if the timing was right, I don't think they were getting a first down anyway. So fourth and five now, 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Eagles got a prove it play. Wide receiver right, shotgun. And false start. Gosh dang it. This is a good drive. They're putting together a good positive motion. And that's one of those plays where they say false start the entire offensive line. Man, they all jumped on that one. You know the call was hike on two, and they all heard one. All right. Fourth and 10 now. And now they're moving to the pass package. Two on each side. Full spread offense. Shotgun. They're going to bring blitz on the right side. I can see it. Here it comes. Blitz on the left side, too. Ball's hiked way over his head. Turnover on downs. Quarterback on his butt. Blue Jays are saying, yeah, we know you can pass, but can you pass in 1 second? Man, that is good pressure brought by the Blue Jays here tonight. Well, 5 minutes and 9 seconds remain in the third quarter. Turnover on downs. The Eagles, though, that was, in my opinion, one of their better drives of the night, as they were able to put together two first downs off of high-efficiency play. Norson had a nice catch, running the ball north-south, things that kind of got away from them in the first half. All right, Blue Jays getting ready to hike the ball. Under quarterback under center, two guys in the backfield. Ball hiked. Fake handoff, quarterback keeps, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield as Marcus Purdy is able to get back there and bring him down. I don't know what the design, I couldn't figure out if that was a play action or if that was a design run, but either way, it fell apart too quickly for quarterback to make the correct decision there. And so he did the best he could, hold on to the ball, take the two-yard loss, and get ready for the next play, second and 12. All right. Bringing it, he just was talking to the coach, brought it back, and here we go. Next play. Okay, quarterback under center. Nobody in the backfield. Two tight ends on the line on the right and left. And now we have motion left side pitch to the left side. He cuts it back inside, and now it's another tackle for loss. Good defense so far by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles to push this ball back even further. It is now third and 14 at the Blue Jays 35-yard line. Scores 50-6 Blue Jays with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Eagles looking to get a stop here, trying to get the ball back. There's only one problem. The Blue Jays can score on any play with any player at any time, so far tonight anyway. So here we go. Quarterback under center. Got those two tight ends on each side of the line. Motion to the right. Fake. Holds the ball, looking to throw, gets by one defender, and he's going to try to juke them all. He can't. Still a great positive play, though, on third and 15, was able to bring it all the way and make it fourth and five. It's one of those scenarios where you're up 50-6. Do the Blue Jays practice fourth down conversions, or do they practice their special teams unit?
Fourth down for the Blue Jays.
All right. Punter is coming out onto the field. Will Krause back to receive. Will, who's had two kick returns this season, he can just get the ball, get his lane. He is fast. He just hasn't had the opportunity. The gunners for the Blue Jays have done a great job of containment. High snap, and that's a blocked punt. The Eagles got to get on top of it. They cannot. I know they don't. It's fourth down. Big block by the Swamik and Screaming Eagles. That was a very high punt, and Beattie just couldn't get the ball back down in time to punt it, and the Eagles did a good job getting in front of that. So, hey, if you're going to score, Eagles, now's the time, as you just got your ball back at the Blue Jays' own 29-yard line. Great defense there as they got a sack, a tackle for a loss, and a blocked punt. All right, 150 remains in this third quarter. Score still 50-6. Spread offense, all four receivers, two on each side. Shotgun in motion, ball hiked. He's looking, decides to keep the ball, following his blockers, gets around the edge. The ref didn't see the illegal block in the back, but sometimes you take those and get positive yards. Refs are doing a great job tonight. I don't want that to sound like the refs. I mean, you can't see everything on every play, but there you go. So second and four now, second and five, excuse me, for the Eagles as they've moved to the 23-yard line. Blue Jays getting high. The Blue Jays crowd is getting absolutely hyped right now. Well, they're for T-shirts. They're not even getting hyped for the crowd. Yeah, they're getting hyped. There you go. Okay. Motion. Ball hike. Fake handoff. Antonio gets absolutely swarmed. Uh-oh. Eagles is going to be called for unsportsmanlike conduct on probably number 11. I don't know if he was angry or just overhyped that he won the pancake. But either way, a lot of emotions came out of number 11 for the Screaming Eagles, who's walking off the field. And he either got too juiced that he won the play or he was ticked off and took it too far. Either way, correct, absolutely correct on the call. That was unsportsmanlike by the Swamik and Screaming Eagles, and that will cost them 15 yards. The Eagles' offense hasn't gotten the memo yet, but they're backing up here. That stinks. I know you're frustrated. You're down 44. It's got to keep a better lid on that one. And like I said, I can't interpret the exact emotions. It could have honestly just been just super excited he won a big block, but then that would have been taunting either way. So it was either taunting or unsportsmanlike. Either way, still 15 yards. That hurts because that is undisciplined football, and now you're looking at third and a lot, 24 yards here for the Swamik and Screaming Eagles. Okay, receiver right, Mason in the backfield, shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff up the middle. Decides to carry it left. He's going to run into the Blue Jay, jukes it right a little bit, and gets some 1-2 yards maybe.
By number 68, West.
And so fourth down and forever. You know, probably, I mean, there's 15 seconds left on the clock. I don't know if the Eagles are going to punt. We'll see if they just let it run down. 7-6-5. Let's see if the ref's got a 3-2-1. Ball is hiked. They're playing. Fourth down, thrown to Norson. He's got the angle. He just didn't have the pass. The pass is about 2 yards overthrown. If that was an accurate pass, he had it. But that is a turnover on downs, and that is an end of third quarter, and the Blue Jays will take over when the fourth quarter starts. The score is 50-6 here on 103.1 Trail Mix. We're going to go quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more football for you. When you return, don't go anywhere.
Think D&D Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
All right, welcome back. 103.1 Trail Mix. We got football for you. Fourth quarter football is about to start here on Friday in Athens as the Blue Jays are winning against our Sewanamick Screaming Eagles 50-6. Screaming Eagles have had honestly, this second half so far, the third quarter, they had more good plays than bad. It's just their bad plays lost them a lot of yards. The 15-yard taunting penalty, you want to clean that up. And, yeah, other than that, Eagles going to now put some good defense. Their last defensive series was great. Sack and two tackle for losses and a blocked punt. They don't try to repeat that here going forward. All right, shotgun. Someone in the backfield, ball hiked. It's a fake, and then the quarterback keeps on the end around to the left side. Gets around the corner. It's going to be 10. He steps out of bounds. Oh, the ref said he did a great job of toe tapping. I thought he was only a 2-yard gain. He got a 7-yard gain, and we got ourselves a lot of laundry on the field. All right. That's going to be unnecessary roughness on the defense. I didn't see where it was. The quarterback only got shoved out of bounds when he was toe-tapping, so it wasn't on the ball carrier. Or the tackle. It wasn't on the tackler who pushed the guy quarterback out of bounds. It must have been somewhere else on the field. So either way, right now it looks like the Eagles are kind of losing a little bit of control. And that it's tough to keep your mind about you when you're down 44, but got to play disciplined football at every aspect of the game. Every team, all the radios, everything, we definitely preach good sportsmanship, and we want to make sure that we represent that in all three phases of the game and all four quarters of the game. And, yeah, Eagles have done a good job of that this year. And that'll push 15 yards forward for the Blue Jays, and the clock continues to move. 10 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. Blue Jays lead 50-6, and they now take over after that penalty at their own, or sorry, at the Eagles' 34-yard line. First down. Ball hiked under center. Hand off to fullback. Up the gut. Fighting for more yards. Keep carrying the pile. And that might be a first down. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's power football. Oh, yeah. Nothing pretty about that. And I just got word that that was a JV runner. There you go. Put a show on for the coach and says, hey, play me some more. Look what I can do. All right. With that, we now have another first and 10 at the Eagles 22. Blue Jays continue to move this ball forward. All right, two running backs in the backfield. Next, the quarterback and shotgun. Five linemen. Ball hiked. Hand off to the right side. Number six carrying the ball. Be able to cut it back inside for some positive yards. Great vision, who seemed to be collapsed on by the Eagles, was able to cut it up at a very important moment and basically dive forward for about a 6 to 7 yard gain on what looked to be on a no gainer. Nice job. Good vision by the ball carrier. I would say his name, but I dropped my sheet onto the floor. Thank you very much. That was number 7, I believe. Nope. 6. Chris Velasquez. Nice carry. All right, next carry goes for a short gain, but it still might be for a first down. We'll see where the official spotting. Just short. Third down and about 1 yard now. Connor Eben, ball carrier. For the Blue Jays. I say it's fourth quarter now. I fully expected the coach to get reps into his JV sophomores going forward. And right now, hey, they're moving the ball. Ball hike, quarterback keep, push. And the ref is saying forward motion gets him that first down. Nice job by the offensive line and good job by the quarterback. The most important part on those plays is don't fumble. Let your O-line win that battle. And Garrett Fram did just that. Junior carrying the ball.
Blue Jays
now get a first down, and they're not at goal yet. They're at the 11-yard line, so they still have the potential for one more first down if they were to get it. 8 minutes just happened in this fourth quarter. Score is still 50 to 6. This crowd is lively here tonight. These Athens, this Athens town has come alive for homecoming here, and that's always good to see. We love to see the support of families and friends for our local sports. Shotgun, ball hike, pitch to the right, and number 6 is going to go down way behind the line. That might have been a designed pass play. He just never – no, it wasn't? Okay. He got tackled very quickly. All right, 2nd and 15 now after the big tackle for loss. They're getting their huddle ready. Quarterback giving the play. All right, in shotgun with one in the backfield. Tight ends on the left. We have a definite false start. I think that was about all 5 flags went up in the air at the exact same time. I would laugh, but the Eagles had a false start on literally their whole offensive line a couple series ago. So it happens. Usually what happens is the cadence just gets called wrong on whatever play it is, right? Eh, what can you do? All right, they move a little bit further back now, and now it's 2nd and 20 at their 21-yard line. What a gorgeous night. I'm just so happy that it turned out. This is perfect football weather. Okay, here we go. They got their play, got a lot of yards to get. Eagles in prime position. Let's see if they bring the pressure. Everyone on the line except the quarterback and the running back. Ball hiked. It's a pass play. Looking for his guy. He's got him open, and it looks to be oh, it was in his hands. In the number 23, was that Jesse Hendricks? He had it. It was in his hands. It was in the end zone. It was floated. Garrett Fromm with a wonderful pass, and it just was incomplete. Great, you know what? Great job by Garrett. He was under pressure. He had to extend that by roaming left, right? And here's the thing. When you go left, you then have to turn your shoulder and your whole body to reset your throwing motion. And not only did he do that, but he threw a nice, beautiful touch pass. So, I mean, when you look at film, tomorrow you're going to be disappointed to get a touchdown, but there was a lot of things to like from that play. All right. Shotgun. Fake handoff, quarterback keep, running left, looking for a lane. He kind of finds it. It's not going to be enough for a first down, but it's still going to be a nice 9 to 10-yard gain for the Blue Jays, and that's going to move that sucker to fourth down. I'm going to ask the guy next to me, you guys got a field goal unit? Because if you did, now's the time to practice. No, I don't think any team does, but I mean, if you're up 50-6 with 4 minutes and 40 left in the fourth quarter, if you had one, now's the time to practice. All right, 4th and 12. I imagine this is a perfect opportunity to practice a fourth down play here, and they do. They go in for broke, see if they can't push this up. Everybody on the line, 2 tight ends, 1 on each side, quarterback under center. In motion to the backfield, the fake pitch. Quarterback looks for his receiver. He can't find him. And he's going to be sacked. Turnover on downs, great coverage. That's what we call a coverage sack, in which the offensive line did their job. They held their blockers for 3 full seconds, maybe a little bit more, but everyone was covered downfield, and that bought the line enough time, the defensive line, to get back there, sack the quarterback, and have a turnover on downs. All right, Eagles get the ball back with 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in this game. The score is 50-6, and the Eagles are not on the good side of that score. They have 2 wide receivers on each side for a total of 4. Antonio brings Norson in motion. It's a fake handoff. Antonio goes left now. He's got his blockers. He's just got to get around them, puts the brakes, cuts it upfield, and gets about a 5 to 6 yard gain. Bubble screen. They've ran it one time. It would have worked, but the receiver dropped the ball. The corners are playing like 10 yards deep, too, so you know you can get yardage on it. I mean, look at that. That corner is... Here we go. Wide receiver right, shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff right. Mason's carrying the ball. He has to break contain. He kind of bulldozes and gets a first down. I was going to say he's about to be contained, and then he just lowered his shoulder and put a defender into the ground. Mason, tough running there.
First down,
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. 50-6, Eagles trail 44. All right, three wide receivers, two on the left, one on the right. Norse in the backfield with the quarterback. Double motion, that is 100% a flag. Can't do that.
Timeout,
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Looks like the coach is going to be calling timeout because, I mean, you might as well get as many plays in as possible to have as many reps as possible in a real play situations, right? And, you know, the game, obviously the game's over, right? It's 50-6 with 2:16, but you want to put positive plays on the film room. They got a lot of things they know they can work on, but it'd be real nice to look at the film and say, these are the things that we should have been doing, could have been doing, and it's important for that. All right, Eagles have reset on their timeout. They've come out onto the field, so play should resume in about 30 seconds or so. I'd like to thank the away crowd, as I can count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, almost, 32 people have traveled from Park Falls. Love to see that. It's a long drive, and they made it, and love to see. I know it stinks to see your team lose by so much, but we support our athletes and our programs. All right, good blocking. Mason carrying up the field. Just power running, and he goes all the way down the sideline. How in the world did he take that for a touchdown? He basically shredded everyone off of him, and for the second time tonight, Mason takes a big run that he had no reason taking for a touchdown all the way to the pitch. There we go. It is now 50-12. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles able to take that one to the house. Mason, big running. The Blue Jays were able to get hands all over him. They just couldn't wrap him up. And so Mason just kept throwing his shoulders, pumping his legs, and was able to keep running the ball down the sideline until he was able to break free and take that all the way to the house. All right, Eagles going for it. 2-point conversion. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Antonio keeps waiting for the running lane, jumps over his guy, and is able to walk right into the end zone on the right side. Score is now 50-16. Blue Jays will be receiving the ball here. Man, I can count good. Can you tell? 14-50. Wow, there we go. Yes, there we go. Okay, score is 14-50 with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go. Blue Jays in the lead, and this will most likely be the last offensive series of the night before Athens gets to declare that their homecoming is theirs to keep here. Homecoming's a lot of fun to be able to defend your home field. All right. I just heard it to my left. This is almost certainly an onside kick, yes. And the Eagles have recovered one, almost two tonight. So, I mean, this whole year, the Swamp and Screaming Eagles have done a great job on their onside kick team. They got a good knack for getting it past that 10 yards and just getting on top of that ball. Norson with the kick. Here we go. And onside. 7, 8, 9, 10 yards! And wow! I cannot believe the Eagles were able to recover that. The Blue Jays kind of let them do it. So, okay, I almost didn't even call the game as I saw it because I was kind of blown away by what I was watching. So, on an onside kick, the ball has to go 10 yards, okay? The offense is, or the kicking team is not allowed to touch that ball unless it goes over 10 yards. So the Blue Jays have every incentive to just walk up and get on top of the ball. and they just let the ball gingerly roll 10 yards, and as soon as it hit 10 yards, the Eagles fell on top of it. They got the ball. All right, Eagles on offense. Four wide receivers in motion, right side. Mason cutting it up the field. They throw it deep to Will, and no good. He was triple covered. They were looking for the big play when Mason was wide open in the flat. Man, see, that's what I was talking about on the halftime show, was high rhythm plays, high percentage. You've been running deep all night, and the Blue Jays haven't been letting you. You have everything open underneath. Although, there's a minute left in the game. All right, Norson in motion. Ball hiked, handoff fake left. Dylan Heath gets around the defender, 5-yard gain. Jukes another one, 8-yard gain. There we go.
Brought down by number 23.
All right, timeout. Screaming Eagles with 53 seconds left in this game. The Blue Jays lead 50-14. And then it's going to be 3rd and 3 once this timeout is over. All righty. Eagles, big play coming up here. You kind of wonder what you could run to try to get a big play here.